This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rhea Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Silicore is the Senior Vice President of Toons, the fintech providing cross-provider networks interconnecting diverse payment systems and delivering smarter payment solutions for emerging economies. Recently, she was named the top 25 women leaders in financial technology for Asia. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Was your education in finance?
No, not at all, actually. I actually graduated with the project and management bachelor's degree in
right.
NUS.
Right. How did it happen that you end up in Tunes?
Well, actually, right after I graduated, I went into the telco side of the business. So I was handling international roaming. Mm-hmm. And gradually, I moved to join another company, also managing telco's international roaming. And that's where I end up entering Tunes, where it was used to be handling both payments, money transfer, as well as airtime top-up and bill payments.
Right.
So when I joined ICSS. Account manager, managing the telcos. And that's when the company also started to get itself a payments license. And I grew together with the company and moved into payments.
Right. Why was it appealing to join Tunes?
Because I joined with my background. And at that point, because I knew that they were going for a payments license, and I feel like it's an exciting space to be in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of growth opportunities and exposure and things for me to learn. And that's why I think it's the right move for me to move to Tunes.
Right. So, you know, you moved up the ranks quite quickly since Tunes was founded, right? It's only about a five-year-old company, right? Can you tell me about your career roadmap within Tunes itself and why you moved in the different areas?
So when I joined as an account manager, managing telcos. But with the company having its payments license, I grew with the company and I started to work with financial institutions to establish the company's network coverage. So that's where I went into business development as well, then continued doing the account management work. Then as the company progressed, apart from building new networks for the company, I also look for customers for the companies where they can use our network. So I was doing both sides of the business, covering the market, covering quite a few markets myself, and then establish quite a source for a new use case for the company where we could try out, see whether it works out for us. So then along the way, so I had a lot of exposure there,
mm-hmm.
trying new things, learning new things, working with financial institutions, and then today I'm managing a team in APAC.
Right. And where do you see, the payment systems heading towards, whether it's in Singapore or across the region?
Right. I think it's going to be more digital. In many emerging markets, it's still a very cash-based economy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a lot of people are still paying, transacting, sending money in cash.
Mm.
Right. So I think that is going to change and everything going to be digitalized. A lot of apps are coming up.
Mm.
Some are already present, especially in developed markets where people are using apps to send money.
Mm-hmm.
In emerging markets, a lot of people are starting to use mobile wallets versus cash. And with COVID, it actually speed up the process of this entire digitalization.
Right.
Because when it was on lockdown in many countries, a lot of people couldn't have access to cash, and that's where they start going digital.
Right. You know, so you were named top 25 women leaders in financial technology for Asia, right? Do you see a lot of women getting into fintech?
More and more, to be honest. I mean, like, all tech companies is always filled with, they're typically dominated by men.
Mm-hmm.
But with the opportunities, the exposure, the various things that open up in this dynamic market industry,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I do see more and more women being a part of this industry.
Right. And you said you were leading a team as well, right? And is that just in Singapore or across Asia Pacific?
Across Asia Pacific.
Right. Well, what's that like? You know, I think dealing, working across cultures, and what would you say would be your management or leadership style?
I think most important is to be mindful of each other's culture. Mm. But of course, there's always a basic respect is always there between people that always have to be. And there are just little things that we need to be mindful of each other, what not to cross the line. Of course, it is good to know about more even before we start work with each other about that culture. Maybe certain things may seem fine to us, may not seem fine to them.
Mm.
So that would help. But of course, if an uncertain, it's always good to get each other's understanding. Don't assume.
Mm, okay.
Right, so, yeah.
And of course, we have to discover that along the way, right? And I guess across the cultures, across different genders, that also come into play.
Yeah, definitely. But I guess across gender, the aim is that basically treat everybody the same, and not just because they are man or woman, you treat them differently. Yeah, right. The respect should be the same.
Right. You know, so your company also secured Series B funding last year, right? So what will be the funding be used for in terms of expansion?
So we actually expand ourselves quite a fair bit in terms of the people that we have.
Mm.
So we have put in more resources on product, on our product roadmap. Mm. And being a fintech company, of course, we focus a lot on our tech capabilities. Although we are not stretching ourselves in terms of the capabilities, in terms of the tech capabilities, but we want to be able to grow more to support more businesses. Use case.
Mm-hmm.
So we have added quite a plenty of resource there as well. Mm-hmm. So apart from adding resource, growing the people to help support the company, we are looking at more use case, companies that we can work with in terms of the network and building new line of business beyond just here.
Right. Just a question about women in fintech, right? How should we get more women involved in fintech?
But I think everybody can be a part of it, to be honest, because payments is an everyday thing. Right? You make payments in your life, you consume some form of financial services. Right? Then those that do not have access, good thing with fintech now across the world, a lot of emerging markets and underbanked people start to have access to financial services, right? Including women. So I guess it's the awareness of it that we can do more, that everybody can do more, that the industry can do more to let people know that, you know, we are out there to help and let them have the understanding that, oh, you know, actually they do have access to these services now.
Right. You know, what keeps you motivated and excited with the work that you do?
So it's never mundane. So this is what keeps me, this is what makes it exciting. There's no today that's the same.
Right.
Right, so you don't go in expecting that, oh, your day will earn out, like, oh, you go in at 9 and at 6, and this is why it's going to happen at this time, that time. No, sometimes certain things can happen that throw you off your plan.
Right. And actually, and
it's all very exciting because the industry is important. Every quarter or month, you always hear new news, or maybe there's new regulation in this country, that country. There's new things popping up. So it's quite interesting industry, I'll say. It's always changing. It's always it's dynamic.
Right. Every day is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were saying that with the pandemic, actually, it accelerated the business and what people need, right?
Yes, it accelerated the digitalization process.
Mm. And where do you see Tunes heading in the next few years?
In the next few years, I see ourselves that we will become a key known player across the world for specializing in cross-border payments. I believe it will be the go-to. It's a bit like fast food, you know, when you mention fast food, the first one that everybody think of is like McDonald's. So next year, that's where I think we will.
And you think that, you know, like after the pandemic, these habits would have been sort of, people would have gotten used to these habits of doing things online already?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Any final thoughts around today's conversation?
Nothing much on my side out there. Let everybody know that, you know, there's always this industry is changing, it's evolving. If you do think that you need certain type of be involved or be a part of this growing industry, there are avenues to learn more about it. And fintech is actually a pretty wide industry. It covers a lot of, not just payments is a small part, and even within payments, there's a lot of segments to it.
All right, so there's a lot of opportunity for growth. Thanks for making time with us this morning. I've been speaking to Sylvia Koh, SVP of Tunes. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.